Hello everybody. Did God create evil? Stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. By the way, a university professor asked his students the following question. Did God create everything? One student bravely answered, "Yes, God created everything." The professor then asked, "If God created everything, then God created evil, since it exists. And according to the principle that our deeds define ourselves, then God is evil." The student became silent after hearing such a profound answer. The professor was very pleased with himself and boasted to students for proving once again that faith in God is simply a myth. Another student raised his hand and said, "Can I ask you a question, Professor?" "Of course," replied the professor. The student stood up and asked the professor, "Does cold exist?" The professor replied, "What kind of question is that? Of course it exists. Have you ever been cold?" Students laughed. They laughed at the young man's question. And when the lecture room was silent again, the young man answered the professor with a very intellectual response. "Actually, sir, cold doesn't exist. According to the laws of physics, what we consider cold is actually the absence of heat. A person or object can be studied on whether it has or transmits energy. Absolute zero minus 460 degrees Fahrenheit is a complete absence of heat. All matter becomes inert and unable to react at this temperature. Cold does not exist," he said. "We created this word to describe what we feel in the absence of heat." The student, now on a roll, continued and asked, "Professor, does darkness exist?" The professor, now somewhat angry, says, "Of course it exists." The student responded, "You're wrong again, sir. Darkness also does not exist. Darkness is actually the absence of light. We can study the light, but not the darkness. We can use Newton's prism to spread white light across multiple colors and explore the different wavelengths of each color. You can't measure darkness. A simple ray of light can break into the world of darkness and illuminate it. How can you tell how dark a certain space is? You measure how much light is present. Isn't that so, Professor?" Darkness is a term used to describe what happens in the absence of light, said the student. Finally, the young man asked the professor another question. "Sir, does evil exist?" The professor, somewhat indignant, answered, "Of course. As I said before, we see evil every day. Cruelty, numerous crimes and violence throughout the world. These examples are nothing but a manifestation of evil." To this, the student answered, "Evil does not exist, sir. Or at least it does not exist for itself. Evil is simply the absence of God. It is like darkness and cold, a man-made word to describe the absence of God. God did not create evil. Evil is not faith or love, which exists as light and warmth. Evil is the result of the absence of divine love in the human heart. It's the kind of cold that comes when there is no heat, or the kind of darkness that comes when there's no light." That student's name, by the way, was Albert Einstein. I think I'll accept his explanation. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.